from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Fuel pump prices go up amid its temporal tax relief. The European Union reaffirms its commitment to supporting women and agriculture. South Africa launches major security operation to tackle crime and gang violence. In international sports news, Argentina delivers a dominant 5-0 victory over Zambia.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Energy expert engineer Boniface Zulu says the government's recent decision to suspend excise duty and zero rate VAT on petrol and diesel for 3 months, which is April to June 2026, is temporal, describing it as a technical adjustment and a protective measure against global fuel market turbulence. Engineer Zulu highlights that the intervention acts as a smart emergency brake to prevent fuel prices from spiraling out of control, while also buying the country valuable time. However, he emphasizes that this is not a permanent solution. According to him, Zambia's real energy challenge can only be addressed by developing a diversified and resilient energy system that can shield citizens from global shocks and support sustainable growth. He further explains that disruptions in supply chains caused by ongoing conflicts in the Middle East, combined with a recent slight weakening of the kwacha against the US dollar, have added more pressure on local fuel pump prices. He further highlights that without the cabinet's intervention, April's pump prices would have been significantly higher, with adverse ripple effects on the cost of living. He states that by removing VAT and excise duty, government has effectively stripped away part of the cost structure, ensuring the consumers pay less than they would have been spending. In a separate development, the Energy Regulation Board, or rather within a related development, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has increased fuel pump prices for April 2026, attributing the upward adjustments to sharp rises in international oil prices and continued pressure on the local currency. According to a statement released by the ERB, petrol has been adjusted upward from 26 kwacha 61 ngwe to 27 kwacha 15 ngwe per litre, while diesel has seen a significant jump from 23 kwacha 25 ngwe to 29 kwacha 78 ngwe per litre. Kerosene prices have also increased from 21 kwacha 6 ngwe to 32 kwacha 26 ngwe per litre, and Jet A1 fuel has risen from 22 kwacha 39 ngwe to 34 kwacha 74 ngwe per litre. The regulator attributed the upward adjustment to developments on the global market, where crude oil prices have surged during the review period. Petrol prices on the international market increased by 62.84%, while diesel rose by 91.89%. Kerosene and Jet A1 recorded the highest increase at over 100%. The ERV also noted that the depreciation of the Zambian kwacha against the United States dollar from 19 kwacha 18 ngwe to 19 kwacha 13 ngwe further contributed to the increase in domestic fuel prices. Within an effort to cushion consumers from the impact of rising global prices, government has intervened by suspending excise duty and zero-rating value-added tax, VAT, on petrol and diesel for 3 months, from April to June 2026. Despite this relief measure, the ERB stated that the magnitude of increases on the international market made an upward adjustment unavoidable to ensure continued fuel supply in the country. The new prices took effect at midnight, March 31st, 2026, and will remain in force until the next review. And elsewhere, the European Union has reaffirmed its commitment to supporting women in agriculture, identifying them as key drivers of sustainable development and economic growth in Zambia. Speaking during the Boosting Women in Agriculture pitch night, EU Ambassador to Zambia and COMESA, Carolina Stasiak, praised participants for their innovation and determination, describing them as already winners for stepping forward with bold ideas. Ambassador Stasiak said the initiative is designed to empower women by providing a platform to prevent solutions or to present solutions that create jobs, strengthen value chains, and promote green growth. She emphasized the undeniable role of women in driving development within communities, noting that empowering women is both a social and economic necessity. She, however, acknowledged that women in agriculture continue to face challenges, including limited access to finance, training, mechanization, and markets, as well as time constraints due to unpaid domestic responsibilities.
So this emphasizes that a woman's leadership in a household or a community, her industry, her productivity, and her character is visible to all, acting as a pillar of the home. Distinguished guests, green growth is becoming increasingly critical across Zambia and the whole region. We are seeing clear changes in climate patterns, shorter growing seasons, longer dry periods, and more unpredictable rainfall. And recently we have all witnessed the impact of extreme weather, from droughts to heavy rains. And the European Union is proud to support initiatives that increase agricultural productivity and incomes while strengthening resilience to climate change.
And the European Investment Bank says it is working with local financial institutions to expand access to finance in the agriculture sector. EIB Head of Regional Hub for Southern Africa and Indian Ocean, Jim Hodges, said Zambia Agricultural Value Chain Facility is being implemented in partnership with Zambia Industrial Commercial Bank and Zimaco. Mr. Hodges said the initiative leverages the bank's local expertise and outreach, with at least 30% of financing targeted at women or women-led businesses.
So we're very proud to be working with the two banks that are here tonight and in this facility. But this facility wouldn't be complete without the EU. The EU brings a risk-sharing facility to help the banks and to mitigate some of the risks so they can help and move into some of these areas. And they also bring technical assistance. So these three pillars of EIB lending combined with EU grants really make this facility quite unique and quite innovative.
In the meantime, Mulimi emerged winner of the Women Focused Agribusiness Pitch Competition aimed at promoting innovation and green growth. Chief Executive Officer Zindaba Hanzala scooped the top prize after presenting a solution focused on supporting farmers and strengthening agricultural value chains. Speaking immediately after being announced as winner, Ms. Hanzala described the journey as challenging, dedicating the achievement to farmers who have continued to support the initiative despite financial constraints. The win will enable the organization to access financing from partner banks as well as mentorship opportunities to scale its operations. The Mulimi scheme provides services such as agricultural financing, insurance, extension services, and support in the marketing and sale of farm produce, which are accessible to registered members.
You guys are awesome, even for paying, even when we know that I'm also for showing up for our meeting. And I also want to thank the trainers for the system. We have struggled as a social enterprise to understand how we will be able to turn our business into a commercially viable business.
President Hakainde Hichilema yesterday held an emergency meeting this afternoon, or rather in the afternoon, with key government ministries and the University of Zambia management to address sanitation challenges affecting higher learning institutions. President Hichilema directed the Ministry of Education, Health and Infrastructure and Water Development and Sanitation to conduct an immediate review of sanitation facilities at UNSA and in all public universities and colleges and present actionable solutions, further directing these ministries to collaborate with the Zambia National Service, ZNS, to expedite the interventions. During the meeting, the President directed the Ministry of Education and UNSA management to resolve the long-standing issues affecting lecturers and other academic staff, reaffirming the critical importance of ensuring a safe and supportive learning environment for both students and academic staff. The President reiterated the importance of education as an investment, equalizer, and inheritance deserving of every citizen. He stressed that sanitation is not a secondary matter, that it is a central factor to the health, well-being, and basic human dignity. Within international news, South Africa launches major security operations to tackle crime and gang violence. In a show of force in Cape Town, around 500 military and police personnel